and pretty.
They should give him $1 million. I didn't hear what Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and John McCain said on WWE, but it's got to be demeaning. I mean, it's just got to be weird.
It's all stupid. Yeah, they're saying stupid wrestler crap.
Want to hear it?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Hillary Clinton. But tonight, in honor of the WWE, you can call me Hillrod. This election is starting to feel a lot like King of the Ring. The only difference, the last man standing may just be a woman. The truth is, this election is so important. The next president will face a stack full of difficult challenges right from the opening bell to fix the economy, bring our troops home from Iraq, and make college more affordable.
These idiots only understand, like, wrestling shit.
Right. So you got to talk in you gotta wrestling speak.
Yeah, right.
The opening bell.
At for you, and that's exactly what I'll do. I've been knocked down, but I've always gotten back up. And I know how to take a hit for the American people. And if things get a little tough, I may even have to deliver the people's elbow. Because this country is worth fighting for. Now, I promise to stick to the political arena. So don't worry, Randy Orton. You're safe for now. When it comes to standing up for the American people, though, I am ready to rumble.
So, like, some guys watching go, man, look at her. She recognized Randy Orton.
That's awful. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's the end of society.
Embarrassing.
I want to leave now.
Stiff. Just so stiff. And
Do you think she really knows any of that wrestling
nothing,
shit?
Of course
they wrote
not.
That for her.
Yeah.
But even the president, when you were playing that Deal or No Deal, here's a guy he sent into war, and he's got to read what he thinks of him.
Like, just,
to
just
him.
Let him
just
riff
speak.
Off the... Yeah,
yeah.
Right. Right
that's
from the
a good
heart.
Point.
What is a soldier who actually did that for a war you believe in so much? What something from the heart.
Yeah.
You know?
You're saying even like Hillary Clinton, she should have actually gone in the ring and fought Barack
Obama.
Take
on Randy Orton. We'll vote for you if you do that.
Deliver
hey,
the
WWE
people's
fans,
elbow.
I hope you're all enjoying the program tonight.
People's elbow.
Oh, my God.
This is Barack Obama.
You know, this is a historic time for America. It's not just that the reign of Randy Orton may soon be coming to an end. It's that at this moment, in this election, we have a chance to finally end business as usual in Washington. For a long time now, we've had a politics where our leaders go after each other like they're competing to become king of the ring instead of coming together to provide universal health care, fix our economy, solve our other problems. That's what I'm running for president to change. So to the special interests who've been setting the agenda in Washington for too long,
it's really become like running for class president. You've got to appeal to all the groups, even the wrestlers.
Yeah, I'm going to bring back Senior Day.
All the forces of division and distraction.
If I get elected, I will make sure that each wrestling fan gets to see SmackDown for free on pay-per-view. I wonder if that would actually get votes.
I remember.
I bet it would.
I like the old candidates who are like, I don't give a shit about you assholes.
I once ran for vice president in my seventh grade, and I promised everyone that lunch period would be made longer.
That's right, and the proceeds from the cookie sale would be used for Senior Day decorations.
I said I'd fight hard to get more recess. They voted for me.
Who?
I think I won.
And you didn't get any more recess.
No, I didn't even. In fact, I never showed up to a meeting or anything. Let me see. I don't believe any of them watch wrestling. I hope they don't. I don't want to vote for anyone who watches wrestling. Let's see. John McCain.
How are you, South Carolina? Finally, the Mac has come back to Greenville. Looks like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama want to settle their differences in the ring. Well, that's fine with me. But let me tell you, if you want to be the man, you have to beat the man. Come November, it'll be game over. And what you gonna do when John McCain and all his McCainiacs run wild on you? You wanna pull out of Iraq? Well, I say no surrender.
Wow.
America can win the war against terror. I'm gonna introduce Osama bin Laden to the Undertaker.
Whoa.
You wanna raise taxes? Well, I wanna...
I'm gonna appoint King Kong Bundy to Secretary of Defense. How's that? We're gonna teach them Taliban a whole bunch of new shit.
Well, you know where he stands on the war, clearly.
We're going to be there 1,000 years, and I'm going to give him the smack fucking down.
I'm sending over the Undertaker.
Smaller government and bigger individuals. You see, my friends, I believe that America is the greatest nation in the world. And Americans don't watch wrestling because we're bitter. We watch WWE because wrestling is about celebrating our freedom.
And we like guys in tight underpants and
what
no body
hair. What does wrestling have to do with our freedom?
Oh, wrestling has everything to do with our freedom.
It's about fighting to be the very best.
Right.
So can you smell what the Mac is cooking?
Yeah, big load of ass.
Let me give you a little straight talk, WWE fans. You might need a ticket to the Fatal Four next weekend, but you don't need a ticket to the cage match in November. All you have to do is get out there and vote. You decide the champion. You make the difference. And that's the bottom line, because John McCain said so.
And